Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Open Range Men by Lauren Payne. Chapter 1. A Gray World. Everything had a uniform drabness. The sky, the earth, and everything in between was gray. Sudden downpours from squall winds added to the dreary sameness. Even glimpses of some distant mountains showed them also to be gray. The old wagon blended into the gloominess. There was a waterproofed Texas someone had made by raising a pole underneath the cloth, high in the center so water would run downward instead of accumulating in the center of the top, causing a hazardous sag. There was a shallow shovel-width trench completely around the wagon, which carried off most of the water. The ground beneath the Texas was wet, but not soggy. Everything seasoned rangemen could do to mitigate wetness had been done, but after the second day of steady rainfall, nothing could keep the moisture out completely. Even the air inside the wagon was damp. There had been very little warning. One night, when the men bedded down, they saw a few fleecy clouds in the sky. The clouds looked soiled around the edges, but they were not numerous. Sometime during the night, the storm had arrived. Its intensity gradually built up from one of those customary summer showers that cattlemen welcomed until it became a genuine gully washer that had not slackened for 2 days and nights. The cattle were out there, invisible to the rangemen whenever the cattle were more than 100 yards away. The same with the horses. 2 half-ton bay harness animals and 8 saddle horses. This kind of a storm, out in the middle of 1,000 miles of rolling to flat grassland with a monotonous view in all directions, had an effect on men whose thoughts, habits, and customs had made them individuals who coveted wide open spaces. Suddenly, the weather had forced their horizons to shrink way back to the perimeter of the old wagon, along with most of their activities. By the second day of the downpour, they had gone from inhabitants of an almost limitless world to being prisoners of an area no more than 60 feet long by about 12 feet wide. They played poker with a greasy and dog-eared deck of cards. They slept as often as they cared to. They talked about other times, other places, other people and events. Finally, they took to smoking beneath the Texas, coat collars turned up, shirts closed all the way to the gullet, hat brims pulled in front and back, so...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?